the young girl that I seen on the Famer. So the talk like sex, no talk like Kramer. If you wanna check me, baby, I'm easy. You're a cute little styler with a half-eaten rider. Cut off your fitted cap, take your power like Siler. I run out the clock, report to the miser. Rhyme-wise, I'm a lifer with a bullet-ridden bedpost. Nose to the grindstone, digging till your mind's blown, throwing a fuse. The girls got loose on fructose juice. At the hop out like Halo, take shots like Salo. At the time I was speaking, track 9 of this album. Club grows powder than nose, no talcum. I still rock the airs like the rub. Where's the kid who's still sneaking to the club? Do you cruise back? Do you cruise back?
From Illuminated Verses by George Eliot Clark. Frontispiece for Yvonne Verrat. Ain't they insolently magnificent, these sistren? Don't their leopard eyes slash lightning brash? Poets must stretch across vast bands of stars to snatch the matchless ones to match these eyes. Impossible bells, imposing, impish, their beauty can shatter governments. Like Zenobia, who drove Rome bleeding out of Egypt, like Phyllis Wheatley, whose quill quickened equality. They serve verse, they are subversive, like music, what illuminates verse. Call them blues and jazz, shout their praises, bow down to them as if reciting prayer. Blues preach, scatter hums and moans, I hear as respect. Jazz declare, grip a melody and tear up the notes. Reader, think they won't mind embraces somewhat, to let kisses blaze upon their raven silk. Careful, they descend from Queen Ranavalona I. Who? Look her up in the Madagascar histories. She enjoyed beheading the thoughtless.
Bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. Say bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. Say bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. You never knew a morning in hell till you drank that 40 of whiskey to yourself. Your cheating lover threw you in his pickup. At the hospital they pumped your gut, pumped Pillsbins, booze, an awful noise. The lab coat said it's not your choice. Well, say bye-bye to the buttercups of planet Earth's numbers up. Say bye-bye to the sun and moon, larks are gonna sing death metal soon. Say bye-bye to that stubborn wart, God's about to be a real poor sport. Lay weekend sore, stretched on a bed while fluorescent light punched your head. Your lover is a lousy fuck. I'm sorry, honey, that's just your luck. He stroked your face and said, baby, this isn't about you, it's about me. Well, say bye-bye to the universe, no menus, please, just desserts. And say bye-bye to the starry sky, like broken lovers, it's gonna cry. Say bye-bye to the flowers and trees, and hello to the worms and fleas. Well, Grandma baked cookies you ate when you were 10, and stumbled in drunk on Listerine again. Dad put a 20 on your debt well card, Mom fiddled with a name tag on your arm, and said, I'm thinking hard on what you've done, and before you're gone, I want a grandson. Say bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. Say bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. Say bye-bye to the butterflies, tomorrow's the day that everything dies. Bye-bye, butterflies. Bye-bye.
wonderfully weird CJ Leon. He's a poet and a singer and a songwriter and a musician out here in East Vancouver. And he's actually going to be hosting an event tomorrow night, Thursday, the 26th of February. He's co-hosting an event called Love in the Honey Country. It's a post-Valentine's Day love-themed night. And it's going to include some music. He'll probably do a little bit of his stuff. And R.C. Wislowski is going to be there. Steve Miller is going to be there. I think Shannon Rain and a bunch of other hosts. It's going to be really fun. Spilius is going to be doing it. It's sort of in conjunction with the Spilius Speak and Sing. So that's going to be up at the Cottage Bistro on Main Street tomorrow night, Thursday the 26th. I think it starts around 8 o'clock. So go check that out if you liked the track you just heard. Early in the show, I was reading a poem by George Eliot Clark. He's the last of my Black History Month poets, at least for now. Of course, I'm not going to stop reading Black Canadian poets after Black History Month is over. But I wanted to end with, he's one of my favorite poets, period. He's up there in the top three. And I'm going to be reading a bit more of that later and talking a bit more about it. But first, some listings. Lots of events happening this month in March as well in Vancouver. Tonight, for example, there's going to be Fundraise-a-thonics. This is actually happening in about an hour right here at UBC. Tian Ing Chan and Sonnet LaBaye, among many other poets, are going to be reading at the Corner House at UBC, the Graduate Student Center, which is 6371 Crescent Road at UBC. That's starting at 7 p.m. I think it's a free event and it's just a fundraiser, so you can go and check out some literature from there. Also happening tomorrow, February 26th, Daphne Marlatt, who's a really amazing Vancouver poet, is going to be reading from her new books, or maybe they're not new actually, just her books, Seven Glass Bowls and The Given. That's starting at 11:30 a.m., and that's going to be at Capilano University in North Vancouver, and the address is 2055 Purcell Way, so that's tomorrow morning at 11:30. What else? We have Monday, March 2nd. The Vancouver Poetry Slam is going on, as always, at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. And this week's feature is Christian Drake, so always a good one to check out. What else on this messy page that I have here? February 28th, that's Saturday, Hiromi Gocho is going to be reading from her latest book at the Western Front, which is 303 East 8th Avenue. I think that's starting around 7 or 8 o'clock at night, so you can check that out as well. Lots of readings happening. And as well, something that we're going to be talking about in just a minute, starting tomorrow night, is a show called The Listening Jar, put on by the Dusty Flower Pot Cabaret. And you're going to hear an interview about that in just a minute.
That's right. Coming up next, we have an interview that Julie did with Ari Laser. He's the creative director for The Listening Jar, starting tomorrow.
I'm sitting here on a cold, snowy morning with Ari Laser, who is involved with an upcoming show called The Listening Jar. Ari, thanks so much for talking to CITR today, first of all.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Julie.
So tell me, what is the Dusty Flower Pot?
The Dusty Flower Pot Cabaret is a group of multidisciplinary artists, performers, craft people, designers, who all work together in East Vancouver to create a little bit of magic and a little bit of mystery in our world. So if you come to see a show of ours, any project that we put on is wildly different than the last one we did. It's a moving collective. People join, people go wandering through the world, but there's always artists, visual artists, painters, sculptors, people working on our set pieces. There are dancers, there are musicians, there are shadow puppeteers, there are live puppeteers, there are all manner of different things that go into one of our shows, which makes it just so special.
And so the upcoming show is called The Listening Jar. Can you give us a little teaser? What is it all about?
The Listening Jar is set in a world of fear, of fear of sound specifically. The people who live in this world have grown to fear sound, and specifically music. for the power that they have over people. You know, it starts to... You see this just on the bus, you know, people listening to their music, they start to get taken away, they start to move, they start to groove. Well, taken to its extremes, it can be... Well, for the people in this world, it's a scary thing. And so they've banished music completely. They pushed it to the outskirts of the land and live in a soundless world. And it's the story of what happens when a young woman wakes up with a song in her head for the first time, and she's never heard a song before. And it's the story of what happens when song returns to a soundless world. Sound is such a potent metaphor. And I really think that as we imagine this show, I don't know if we ever imagined like a deafening silence. When I look out on the street, that's sort of the world that that represents the loss of sound that I hear. You know, the roar of cars, the din of machinery. It's not so much a removal of sound from our world, but us forgetting to listen, us ceasing to listen to one another. One of the big challenges of this show is a partnership between the Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret and the Pivot Legal Society, who does a lot of social justice work on the downtown east side, and they sort of challenged us to say, can you do a show about justice, about social justice issues? And what came to me as we started thinking about this show was really wanting to explore what allows people to perpetrate injustice on one another. And for me, that happens when we cease to see each other as human beings, when, simply put, we cease to listen to one another, when we cease to interact.
And feeling silenced is a huge part of oppression.
Totally. Not being able to speak your voice, not being able to speak your truth, and even if you do, not feeling like people are hearing you. It's such a huge thing, and it's been a really huge part of our creative process, in fact, on this show. When you work with a group as big and diverse as the group that we work with, there are probably about 25 artists working on this production. Endeavoring to see that everybody gets a voice in the production and everybody feels that their contributions are heard and respected, while also creating a coherent theatrical piece, is a giant challenge. And it's been... The process of this production has been unlike anything I've ever had a hand in before, and it's been delightful, and it's been challenging, and it's been frustrating, and it's been informative, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, but the process itself means that when people come to see this show, it's going to be something unlike anything that they really have seen.
And do all of those ideas have implications for you as a spoken word artist, you know, as opposed to a writer who writes things down on a page that people read?
It definitely does. You know, I refer to myself as a storyteller, not as a writer. At some point, I in our progression as a literary people, there became that distinction, or all storytellers sort of became writers. You become a writer, and then you can tell stories if you want. And story is so much more dynamic than we give it credit for. And that's what I love about it, about really being in a room with people and connecting to them in that present moment, rather than sort of putting my ideas down on paper and, you know, sort of just wishing it well and letting it fly into the void of, you know, whoever may read it. You know, when you tell a story, you connect with a room, you see who's around you, you see faces in the audience, and you deliver the story to them. And even if the words that you're saying never change, even if you're still delivering the same lines, the inflection, the pacing, all those things that happen in the present moment, those change depending on who's there, where you are as a creator, as a storyteller, in that moment. And I think that is really valuable, encouraging the audience to listen and to engage in that present moment.
So you've mentioned a couple of times these ideas about this collective being a collective and that it's very collaborative and that it's all on the east side, a lot of it. And so I was just wondering what your thoughts were about the locality of this, the Dusty Flower Pot Cabaret, and how that fits into sort of Vancouver in general or the east side of Vancouver.
Well, it's true. The vast majority of our team, probably 95 or 98% of us, all live on the east side, all live around between, you know, Main Street and Commercial Drive. And there's something about this neighborhood out here that is just more vibrant. You know, and I think in a way, this story that we've crafted is very much about Vancouver. These images of one of the big precautions that people take in the play is they wear what are called bafflers. They're these giant ear muff sound blocker things that they wear on their heads to make sure that sound from the outside world doesn't creep in. And, you know, when it's rainy at night and I'm heading home and I see everybody waiting for the bus with their headphones on and their iPods plugged in and start to feel that disconnect, there's definitely an element of that that is reflected in the story. And I feel... I've just gotten back from traveling, and anytime I return to Vancouver from being elsewhere, I feel this culture shock, you know? And I do feel that people are somehow more reserved here, that everyone is very polite and doesn't want to make anyone uncomfortable and doesn't want to, you know, make eye contact or connect with someone for fear that they should feel uncomfortable and they should be put out of their comfort zone. And that's exactly what we at the Dusty Flower Pot are trying to combat. That we are there to bring people into the present moment. And certainly at times to bring them out of their comfort zone. Because you can't make good art if you are concerned about keeping people in their comfort zones. The job of the artist is to present people with things that they otherwise would not see, would not feel.
Great. Well, this show sounds fascinating. So where can we get tickets? So what is the website? What are the dates of the show?
Right. The show is going to be performed down at the Russian Home in Strathcona, which is down at 600 Campbell Avenue. To get tickets for the show, you can buy them online at www.dustyflowerpot.org. And online tickets are a little cheaper. They're $16 for a ticket. Tickets at the door it's a sliding scale from $20 to $30. That means you pay whatever you can. We understand that the people we want to come to our show don't necessarily have a lot of money to spend on a night of theater, but we want as many people to come out as possible. The show's going to run from February 26th to March 1st. That's the Thursday through the Sunday at the end of February. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, as well as a pay what you can matinee on Saturday. So if even $16 is too much for you, come down on Saturday. Make sure to come early because a lot of our shows, in fact, all of our shows in the past have sold out. So we're expecting a big turnout, especially on that matinee Saturday. But check out the website. You'll see pictures, a synopsis of the show, pictures and video from our last show, lots of fun stuff on there. Again, that's www.dustyflowerpot.org.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for talking to us about that today, Ari.
Thank you, Julie.
If you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like mine. DMC and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Coming up next, a poem by Chris Gilpin.
That's our second round. Welcome to the stage, Chris Gilpin.
never far away, but leave yourself unpackaged. Remember your badass upbringing. You were Big Smoke. You were Gumboot Dances. You were Ganja and the Golden Age of Sex. Twin distractions given as temporary relief for the nameless guilt dogging those who dodged Vietnam and found Kitts Beach. You were the grimy, sweaty, anything goes, gas town alleyways cracked with portals to the Orient and every other clandestine thing that gave a logger wet dreams all the long months he was away. Vancouver, you have always been horny. You let your best ramshackle and wet with cracks in the concrete and these spires of sea green glass, they have me hearing things on hidden frequencies. A Minister Brimstone coming through on my graveyard radio talking about the big one. You know, the big one when we'll all be witness to the rapture of the rupture. When 8,000 sea green windows shatter, ejecting 800 tiny yipping dogs. Smoke will make its comeback, not because we're sinners, no. If anything, we haven't sinned enough. For as the Forest German says, we are the bees of the invisible. We can make the invisible physical. So let your desperation simmer on the sewer grates. Your desperation triggers a clumsy alchemy that can turn rain into honey. Buzzing louder than all the neon signs we lost through every nook and cranny, the stains we leave behind will ripen our hive until the whole thing shines in the same way that sex-stained underwear shines, remembering the happy crotch it once held. This was called the City of Destiny, a last chance for new beginnings at the Western Terminus, a grand gesture in the quest that our past will no longer determine us. And even the cheapest prophecies have a chance to self-fulfill occasionally. So buzz into every crevice of this city. Demand shabbiness, and for all our sakes, stay horny.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
I love that poem by Chris Gilpin. I think that there's a lot of talent in this city, and it's really exciting when you think about all the stuff that's been going on. This show is just one very small example of all the things that the amazing, ambitious, and incredibly talented and creative people here in Vancouver are doing. So for people who say that Vancouver has no culture, I say, fie on you. I disagree. So now I'm going to read a little bit from George Eliot Clark, one of my absolute favorite poets. He's often got a lot of jazz rhythm in his poems, and I really like that. He once sort of spoke out. He got a lot of criticism for being a bit too kind of sexy and flowery and all that stuff. And he just kind of said, well, I don't write your anemic white poems, so I'm going to write my own black poems. And I respect that a lot about him. The particular book that I'm reading from is interesting because it's both a book of poetry and it's kind of a book of photographs as well by Ricardo Scipio. And there are these beautiful nudes of black women in nature, sort of like in woods or on beaches and stuff like that. They're pretty racy, but they're really beautiful and tasteful. And it's interesting because, as George Eliot Clark says, true, it was a challenge to find a publisher for Illuminated Verses. Over 11 years, many were approached, but only Kellam, an imprint of Canadian Scholars Press, has chosen to set these visions before a public. Why? Maybe the idea of the unclothed black feminine seems too brazen or just too dark a concept for a society addicted to depictions of elect whiteness. So all of these poems that I'm going to read now are celebrating the black female form. Take that for what you will, but it's beautiful poetry as well, so just sit back and enjoy the words. The first one's called Calypso. The surf fusses like furs, nuzzling furs, that sigh hiss of shh, 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 where glides Calypso, nymph Negrita. Her platinum eyes plunder phosphorescence when she thrusts from the surf, water leafing, branching from her body, plating her a halo crown of rain. She jumps up, dizzies that green ingrained water, liquid monk velvet lapping sulking Mingus silk, rouses drowsy azure and drizzles sizzling copper. She's a rebel, minting urgent insurgent government. Look at her, Yamaya, ocean goddess, throned upon peacock waves, sheer blue-green iridescence. She embodies philosophy, searing, her voice surges, apocalyptic, the fire next time. Soul. Face to face with Soul, her Selassian visage, King David shouts Sila. Soul the archetypal Cleopatra, her lips are halves of a lavish apricot, her eyes spoon blue-green-gray water, her looks mirror coconut milk steeped in sepia rum or topaz dashed with caramel. Array her in Lakme saris, Salome veils, like Josephine Baker in bebop cabarets, like Maya Angelou in bongo beat, bois de nuit, like sonorous smoke out of cigarette clarinets. She switches on stage to twitching flutes, her hips shaking, treating hard facts to a soft focus. Song is trembling tassels of vowels slipping like sugar through her throat. Her crux is rife with fire near rain, inner rain. Here is high life, here is jubilee. Blues and jazz. Jazz parades as snazzy as a temple, a tidal tremble in her hips, her spine whipping up a monsoon in slippery rhythm and tempo. So she disrupts and chastises every metronome or clock. Her wrist whispers by your ear, her ankle stutters past your eye. She got that New Orleans strut groovin' in her groove. Blues tongue penetrate your mouth to your heart, or thrills your ear to your brain. Her sweat bees stew you suck and chew, rich with vitamin A1 alcohol, a wet cereal, a rain meal, so you kiss her and reel drunk, sometimes with weeping, drooling sorrow, welled up from Mississippi, y'all. Don't stare unreflecting at her. Don't look without thinking into those eyes. Reggae. Time clicks. Rain slicks, limbs mingle then remix, pulse quick ticks, eyes transfix, I love a black Madonna. Fate acts, sign packs, you relax, let night wax, bards blow sacks, priests face facts, loving a black Madonna. No chance, romance, choked by distance, circumstance, nuns enhance, let's slow dance, I love a black Madonna. So that was just a selection of George Eliot Clark's poems by Illuminated Verses, published by Kellam Press from CSP. So if you liked that, if you liked anything on the show, if you didn't like it, if you want to hear something specific, if you want to hang out with me and maybe record our conversation, please do give us an email at audiotextcitr@gmail.com. That is our email address. So thanks to Eric for helping me out today. Next coming up is Sam Squench's Hideaway. Thanks for listening. Pick.
seen the future. The source of metamorphosis. Broken home, spoke alone, grew up in an orphanage. Free spirited, easy going percipient. Hot under the collar, a scholarship recipient. Next door, people should explore. Sex more ex, not exactly the girl next door. Queen of hearts, everybody's seen the parts. Dark corners for the very most obscene of ours. Body beautiful, long hair, coal black, whole stack. Never been one to hold back. The eyes have a few words said cryptic. Cameras flashing, nothing on but red lipstick. Dangerous curves, kids crying, adults wallowing. Girl with the perfect figure and cult following. Homemade outfits that I'm wearing. Outrageous extrovert, I speak up with passions. Business and politics don't keep up with fashions. Camera loves me more than the typewriter. Drink tray, I'm humble. My favorite record's Rumble by Link Ray. Hair, makeup, don't care. Shake it in their snake pit. I love to swim and roam around the home bare naked.